I talk about financial things on here from time to time. I, for one, am a natural saver and have been investing since I was 19 years old. But for many people, it can be confusing to know where to start. And also, there isn't a sense of urgency, especially if you're young. It's hard to imagine the future actually happening and that it's important to work on that goal right now. And for a lot of people, you think you need a lot of money to invest and not just little bits on a regular basis. And so that can feel overwhelming and that it's not actually possible. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. It's important to start investing wherever you are financially, whatever age you are. Even if you're too late, it's still a smart idea to make that an automatic part of your budget and financial life. It can become a habit, and Acorns makes that so much easier. Head to acorns.com/farmhouse or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/farmhouse. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors LLC is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
When I read God's word, sometimes it hits me a certain way, but when I memorize it, it hits me differently. And it hits me again in another season of my life. It hits me another time. It doesn't ever go away, which is really, I think, one of the most powerful things about it is that you're allowing it to actually take root when you memorize it.
My name is Lisa, mother of 8 and creator of the blog and YouTube channel Farmhouse on Boone. Join me as I share with you my love for creating a handmade home from scratch cooking and a little mom and entrepreneur life along the way.
Well, thank you so much, Natalie, for joining me. I really appreciate it. I think the topic that we're going to discuss here today will be helpful for a lot of people, as anxiety and almost just thinking wrong thoughts, I think, because we have so much input, is on the rise. So let's start by talking about your mission and where everybody can find you.
Sure. So I have a ministry / business, like a business tree. It's called Dwell Differently, and people can find us at dwelldifferently.com or on Instagram at Dwell Differently. But our mission is to help people replace the things that we tell ourselves, like what you're talking about, negative thinking and anxiety and things like that, with God's word. And just seeing the power of that in our lives and the fruit of that has just been so transformative for myself and for my sister, Vera. We were the co-founders. It just is something that we had to share with everybody. So,
yeah. So you're Dwell Differently over on Instagram, then you have dwelldifferently.com. And yeah. Okay. So your mission is God's word in your heart. I'm thinking about, we have like, my kids do Awanas. They have you heard of GT and the Halo Express? So I'm like, putting God's word.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So that we can replace some of those thoughts about, like, I think sometimes the way we go off on a tangent in our brains is just thinking wrong thoughts about the world around us, about God, about our purpose. And it can send us thinking certain things are very important that we have no control over. And so then we end up, you know, dwelling on things that we really can't change and that also don't ultimately matter. So I can totally see what you're talking about and why that would be so important. So what are some of your techniques for this? It sounds like a great idea, but maybe a lot of moms are, you know, we get these busy lives. And that's one of the most common questions I get is, when do you get time for your quiet time? And quite honestly, I don't really get time for quiet time so much, but what would you, you know, in a nutshell say for how to incorporate that in a busy life?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so what we do at Dwell is we have a monthly scripture memory subscription, where you can become a member and every month you get a kit in the mail and it has temporary tattoos, a beautiful print, and then also key tag that you can put on your keychain. And basically what's on each of those things is a design where, say, we're memorizing a verse and we take the first letter of every word in that verse and we put it in a design that corresponds with sort of the content of that verse. So if it's a verse about peace, maybe it would have a dove or a bird. Or if it's a verse about growing in our faith, maybe it's a leaf or something like that. But the idea is when you see that image and you see the first letter of every word, your mind is sort of tricked into remembering what those things stand for. And so it's pretty easy, especially if it's like on a temporary tattoo, it's on your wrist. We also make stickers for like your water bottles or whatever. But the idea is that when you see that image, your mind is sort of tricked into remembering what that letter represents. And it helps you very easily memorize the verses that we memorize together. And then we also have lock screens for your phones. We're on Instagram. In fact, if you just don't have the time or the money or whatever, and you want to do this at home, like, by all means, get out a note card and write the first letter of a Bible verse on that note card. And then on the reverse side, write the verse out and see if it doesn't become something that's really easily memorized. Like, put it someplace where you're going to see it. Put it where you wash your dishes, right in front of your sink, or someplace like that where it's going to be something you see every single day. And it's a pretty simple way to memorize scripture. Or you can go over on our Instagram feed and just take a picture with your phone of one of our designs. And every time you open up your phone, just set it as your lock screen. And every time you see that, reminded of what those words mean. And it's really, really a helpful tool. So ultimately, our scripture memory kit that we send out to people is something that makes it even more simple. But our main goal isn't to have a bunch of members. It's to teach people how to simply memorize God's word and get it into your hearts and minds. Because that's not what we're about, you know? Mm-hmm. We're just here to try to help people know God through his word. And so oftentimes we think like, oh, I've got to sit down and yes, study God's word. I've got to spend time in it. And we do need to be doing that. But ultimately, when you have God's word in your head, it is following you around throughout the day. It's something that you can say to your kids repetitively so that they can memorize it with you. It's something that in the middle of the night when you wake up and you're stressed out about something or you want to pray, you've got God's word in your head so that it's just what comes out naturally and it's what you're thinking about.
Yeah. Do you have a particular Bible translation that you use across the board or can people choose?
We use the NIV,
okay,
but we do sometimes do partnerships with different organizations where we'll use whatever verse they want to use. But for our monthly membership, we use the NIV.
Okay. Okay. Let's start back at the beginning. So I'm a Christian and mm-hmm. I have learned the power of God's word, but for someone who maybe has never explored that, they might think, well, what would be the point? What's the relevance? Yeah. That's a big question, but how have you seen this help or why does it help?
I would just say, give it a shot. If you have never memorized anything in your life, if you've never memorized God's word before, start maybe in the Psalms or start in the book of John, perhaps, and just read a little bit of the Bible. And when there's a verse that stands out to you and you're like, oh my gosh, that's so powerful. I wish I actually gave myself some time to meditate on that. Let that be the verse that you write down on that card. Let that be the thing that kind of follows you around. Keep that card in your back pocket. You know, again, tape it to your mirror, wherever you're going to see it all the time, and see if God doesn't make true what he promises about his word. And if you want to know what God says about his word, read Psalm 119, because it is just list after list after list of your word gives me life. Your word is the very sustenance that I need. Your word, you know, pulls me through hard situations. Your word is powerful. There's just like promise after promise of what God's word does in our life. But you can experience those promises if you just give it a chance and you memorize one verse. It's amazing how powerful one verse is. It's why we only memorize one verse a month. And then all month long, we talk about it in our devotionals. We talk about it on our podcast. We have guests in and we are just talking about how do we live this out? What does it mean in its original context? How can we be people who are not only memorizing God's word, but who are profoundly changed by it? And I guarantee whether you take a screenshot of one of our verses that we're memorizing for the month, or if you write down your own verse, gosh, it is just going to change you. That's the promise of it. And our God is real and good, and he always makes good on his promises.
Do you find that people, like, once you've memorized something for an entire month and you've dwelled on that and brought it back to your attention many times, that years down the line, that scripture is still there that you reflected on for a full month?
100%. I would say that it's surprising to me sometimes because it's like, we've been around for about 6 years. We've memorized, 70 verses or something like that. And it's funny, I'll be in a conversation with somebody and we'll be talking about something and God will just bring those words back to me and be the very thing that I need to say and that they need to hear. Or there are verses that have followed me around just like, I don't want you there anymore, verse. Could you please leave? Because you are convicting me of the things that I see in my heart that are just not good and not right. And then there are verses that come to me in the middle of the night. We recently wrote a book. It's called Dwell Differently. And we memorize in that book 11 verses. And one of the verses that we memorize in that book is, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet again praise him, my Savior and my God." And that verse has been so instrumental in times when I feel like despondent. And I actually say to myself, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you so disturbed within me?" Because I think there are times when we just feel down and we don't even know why. Mm-hmm. And I can say to myself, put your hope in God.
Yeah.
For I will again praise him. Like, this isn't the end of my story. And sometimes I need to be telling myself, hey, this is not the end of the story. God is my Savior. He is my God. And I can hope in him and I can trust him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Let's talk a bit about Azure Standard. Azure Standard is one of the sponsors of this podcast. I have been loving them for many, many years before I even started a blog. So the way that it works, it's kind of like a co-op where several people get together, they meet at a drop location, a big truck comes in, and you get these really great prices on natural and organic things. So I like to get things like bulk grains, bulk sugars, oatmeal, whole grain flour. We even get animal feed. We get butter from Azure Standard. So many things, such great prices. I actually just picked up their natural line of cleaners. They have like a floor cleaner, all-purpose, glass, all the things. It's not that I don't like making my own cleaners, but it just came in some bottles. It's all ready to go. Very straightforward for my spring cleaning. So I'm loving that. All across the country, there are Azure Standard drops. So if you go onto their website, azurestandard.com, enter in your location, you will likely find one pretty near you. We have a couple that are close by. We just choose one and go to that. It makes it really convenient to do this bulk ordering, get my kitchen stocked with the staples and the supplies that I need to cook from scratch 3 meals a day here on our homestead. Azure Standard is offering Simple Farmhouse Life listeners 10% off for new customers with orders over $50 or more to a drop location by using my code SimpleFarmhouse10. It's a one-time use code, but I know that you're going to be able to find so many amazing things for your kitchen at a great deal. Plus, that additional 10% off is really going to help to stock your freezer, your pantry, your refrigerator for this upcoming spring and summer. Things like raw cheese, I love getting on there. You'll just have to play around on the website, compare prices. I know that you're going to find so many things that you're going to love. Thanks again to Azure Standard for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so one of the questions that I think a lot of people might ask is, with memorizing scripture, we all have Bibles on our phones and at our fingertips all the time. So What is the purpose in memorizing it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of different purposes for memorizing it. I think God's word tells us to meditate on it and to memorize it. But I personally, when I spend time memorizing God's word, it deepens me. The more that I spend thinking about and considering that verse, it's kind of like if you've ever been in a Bible study before, if you talked about the Bible with some friends and somebody says to you, well, when I read this, they think something totally different than what you think. And for me, it's like when I read God's word, sometimes it hits me a certain way, but when I memorize it, it hits me differently. And it hits me again in another season of my life. It hits me another time.
Yeah,
it doesn't ever go away, which is really, I think, one of the most powerful things about it is that you're allowing it to actually take root when you memorize it. Whereas when you just read it, it's like, oh, well, that's a new thing to me, or oh, that's a beautiful truth. But when you memorize it, it continues on with you, and it is something that I think is a really beautiful practice for us to, as Christians, really put into sort of our back pocket and say, this is something that I'm going to regularly do this, and I think it's important.
I have used herbs and supplements to support my hormone health for many years, and so that's why I was so excited to find this Hormone Harmony supplement by Happy Mammoth, who happens to be the sponsor of this episode. You can visit happymammoth.com and use promo code FARMHOUSE for 15% off your first order. Several of the ingredients in the formula, like maca root and chasteberry berry, I have personally used with great success, but there are also so many more that work together to support hormone health. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas. And the biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% on your entire first order at happymammoth.com with the code FARMHOUSE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com with the code FARMHOUSE. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go Mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/farmhouse, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/farmhouse to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/farmhouse.
Yeah, I think too, like the problem with the phones that I have found is I really struggle to read the Bible on my phone because of all of the things. Like I like can't stay there, you know, because there's like so many other different directions you can go. Yes. And that's not something that necessarily happens when I'm doing dishes. Uh-huh. So if like something comes to mind while you're doing dishes, you can't, it's not all that exciting. You know, I'm like not going to get distracted too quickly somewhere else.
Yeah. I do think that you're right, Lisa. Like we live in this world where we are constantly bombarded with all of these things. We constantly have different messaging that's hitting us over and over again, whether it be on our phones or on our televisions or just, you know, like we're talking to mostly moms here. Your schedules are nutso. I know because I have five kids. My schedule is nutso. Yeah. But there's something beautiful that can happen when we are putting something in us that we can focus on and that we can rest in and to be able to actually refocus on what is true in the midst of the chaos or in the midst of the mess that is our lives so oftentimes. To have something like that mm-hmm. is just, it's a really kind of lost beauty, I think, for us. And that this is just a really easy way, I think, to reclaim that.
Yeah. And I like what you said about it not taking time, really. Like I think we do this with so many things. I do this with so many things. But where we think we need a block of time designated to every little thing in life that we want to do, when so many things can kind of happen on the fly. And this one's definitely one of those things. Like you said, putting it on your lock screen, it's one verse for the entire month, putting it on your temporary tattoo. That's not something that you're going to need any extra. That'd be like saying that you need extra time every month to look at Instagram. I can't actually look at Instagram. I don't have that kind of time. Right?
No, I think you're right. I think too, it's something that we can even just like a habit of putting just a couple of 3x5 note cards in your Bible. And so when you do read your Bible and you find a verse that really speaks to you, it's right there. You just write it out. You write the first letter of every word on one side mm-hmm. and the verse on the other side. And all of a sudden now you've got it. And it can go with you. And you may not get to open your Bible again for a couple of days. You may not, you know, you may be in the midst of all kinds of craziness, but that little note card can go with you. And like you said, the temporary tattoos and the things that we create, the reason we did that was like, we need an easy button for scripture memory. We really do. In our crazy busy society, we need a way, I need a way for God's word to follow me around. And the reason that we started doing it actually was that my sister Vera was a professional athlete and she was a pole vaulter. She competed in college. And then after college, she was an elite pole vaulter. And it's kind of a head game. And she would write on her arm in Sharpie marker scripture because she needed to be able to refocus her mind. And after she finished her season of sport, when she had competed for the 2016 Olympic trials, she didn't make the trials. And it was like, here she is. She's been doing this thing forever and ever. This is her one life dream. And I remember how crushed she was. I remember she went to this really dark place. And the thing, for like a year, she was just on the skids. She didn't know what to do. She talks about it now. It was just a really deep depression for her. And the one thing that stuck with her was the habit that she had created from being in sport, which was memorizing God's word and writing on her arm. And so she would write the first letter of verses on her arm. And that was how she would get out of bed in the morning. Like her mm-hmm. anxiety level was crippling. And it was only God's word that drew her out of that. And she was like, man, I've got to give this away. And I'll never forget. She sent me in the mail this little temporary tattoo. And she said, see if this works. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I memorized that verse. It was so easy. And she was like, I need to figure out a way to give these to people because this is what saved me. And people need this in their lives. They need an easy way to memorize God's word. And that was how Dwell started.
Yeah, that's actually a really cool story. I mean, most of us aren't going to deal with something quite like that. But it is, mm-hmm. I mean, so many things that are just as important to us, things that we put our hopes and dreams on that don't become a reality. This happens all the time on so many different levels. Like you mentioned in your original, when we were talking about this episode, negative feelings like being unloved, insecure, anxious, depressed, afraid, restless. There are so many various emotions that you can use scripture to change your mind in that moment. Like whenever you find yourself going down a rabbit hole with a certain emotion, which we can all tend to do, how do you find you can stop that pattern when for so long, maybe the pattern is just to give in to some of those negative feelings?
Yeah. If anybody's ever been to counseling before, it's a pretty common practice in counseling where they will ask you to say these positive things, right? Where it's perhaps you feel unloved and they'll have you say, these things that are, you know, like, I am good enough, I am loved, I am these things. Well, when we do that with God's word, it's a completely different experience. So I had walked through a really particularly difficult season, and the idea of replacing those hard thoughts, those hopeless thoughts, I mean, really hard things where I'm like, I don't know if this is going to get any better, with the hope of Christ and knowing the end of the story, that Jesus is over all things and that he is going to make all things right. To tell myself those words was exactly what my desperate heart needed. And I would just say to anybody who has that same kind of struggle, like, if you're going through something that's really difficult right now, if there's something that is like, I don't know if there's a light at the end of this tunnel, remind yourself of the truth that God says about who you are and about the end of the story, about the hope that you have in Christ. Find verses that speak to you specifically and use those to be the, like, allow those to be the things that you're dwelling on, that you're meditating on, that you're telling yourself when those negative thoughts creep in and it's like, this is never going to get any better. This is the end of my story. No, it's not. It's not the end of the story. God has the end of the story firmly in hand, and he is good and he loves you, and there is hope for you. And when you tell yourself scripture, that is how you remind yourself of what is true and give yourself the tools that you need to fight against the enemy, to fight against your own negative thoughts. They're just so powerful. It's so powerful. And again in my own life, I have just seen that be the very thing that I need. And it's everything. So, and I would say too, the book that we wrote, Dwell Differently, there are 11 verses in the book, and we specifically picked verses to help you fight against restlessness, against anxiety, against depression, against feeling unloved or unaccepted. Every single chapter of the book is a new verse. And in that chapter, we just break that verse down and we talk about what did it mean in its original context. Why does it matter? And how memorizing it is going to help you apply that verse to your life. We ask questions at the end. We're hosting a podcast where you can listen to us talk about our own struggles with those particular things and how we've seen victory in our lives. God's word is just so powerful. And whether you use any of our tools and resources or not, get it in your head, get it in your heart, and see if it doesn't change everything.
Yeah. I had some questions from the audience on specifically, how do you choose which ones? You kind of talked a little bit there about your book, but with your monthly thing, how do you choose which verses to memorize? I mean, I guess any of them would mostly be good to memorize, but where do you start for choosing that?
You know, it's always a really fun thing that we do every year. We do it like in August for the coming year. So we plan out a whole year at one time, and we take recommendations from our listeners and from our followers. We just sort through all of the things. And then as a team, we have this big, I think we had probably like 3 different team meetings this year because we had so many verses to sort through and to pray over and to consider. And then finally, you know, we sort of have this list at the end, and then we're kind of picking apart, and is this the right one for this month? Is this the right one for that month? You know, because we're thinking about things like Easter and Mother's Day and Christmas,
right?
And those kinds of things. And the season of the year, like, you know, there are times when I really need a hopeful word in the middle of February when it's cold and it's like, when is this going to end? You know?
Yeah.
So we're also thinking about those things. And it's been amazing to see how God has used those verses in real time for myself and for other people. We have listeners who have reached out and said, oh my gosh, I went through this really hard season. And it was like every single month I was getting exactly what God needed me to get through the verses that I was memorizing. And, you know, praise God for that. And even if it's a month where we're memorizing something and it's like, I don't think I really need that right now, it's going to come back to you.
Yeah,
like,
at some point,
there's going to be a time, there will be a season where it will come to you and you'll be like, yes, that is the very thing I needed right now. And I'm so glad I memorized it.
Okay. A few questions about how to create the desire to do it. And then also someone says, how can I best memorize scripture in the newborn/toddler years when I'm exhausted and don't have much mental clarity? Mm. And I think I would just chime in to say, that's not just newborn and toddler, right? Like, I feel like just seasons in general.
Yeah, for sure. No, I think, you know, like I said at the earlier, if you give it a shot and you try the method of just, you know, keeping that card with you, or write it, you know, write it in a Sharpie marker on your wrist, however you're going to get it, so that you're seeing those letters and you're remembering that verse, see if it doesn't change you. And I tell you what, when that happens, when you see how powerful and good and how much it connects you to our God, you won't be able to stop. Like, I never read my Bible without like writing down at least a verse in my journal and writing about that verse. But so often I write it out on a card and I keep it around in my back pocket, or I write it on my hand or on my wrist in marker. And I'm like, I don't even care if people think I'm a weirdo because I have these little letters on me. It's just so, so good. And I think that's what creates the desire, is seeing the result. And so, you know, even if you don't have the desire right now, give it a shot and see if it doesn't create the desire in you to keep going. And again, I think it is a really practical, easy thing to do when you're in a busy season as a mom. For me, I love having the little key tags that we send out with our monthly membership, because my keychain is always with me. Mm-hmm. And if I am waiting in the car line to pick up kids, I can just go through my keychain and remind myself of those verses and remember them. So it kind of acts like a little flashcard system almost.
Yeah, keeping it right next to you, especially like somebody's talking about the newborn and toddler years. For me, I spend more time just sitting there in those years than ever, because like I need to nurse 5 times a day or whatever, at least more than that when they're newborns. Yeah. But like right now, my child's 7, almost, no, he's 8 months. There's just multiple times throughout the day where I'm just sitting there, you know? And so there's actually a lot of time like that. I think it's, I see what they're saying though about like the mental clarity, because sometimes I think we do that in our heads. We're like, I don't even have like the mental space for anything more. But then we can all scroll Instagram. That's one thing.
Yeah. No, I think even if it's not a whole verse, there's a little part of a verse. It's in Philippians 4 that says, "Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near." And just saying that second half of that verse, "The Lord is near," like you don't even have to write that down to remember it. The Lord is near. The Lord is near. Mm-hmm. The Lord is near. It goes on to say, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with thanksgiving, by prayer and petition, present your requests to God." But the Lord is near. That concept is what makes me want to pray to the Lord and to give him my anxious thoughts. That concept is exactly the kind of thing that when you memorize God's word, like I said, it will follow you around in the most beautiful of ways, because the Lord is near, but we maybe aren't telling ourselves that the Lord is near. We maybe don't feel his presence as much because we're focused on, you know, scrolling our Instagram or whatever, or our mental clarity is not there because we didn't sleep all night because we were up with the baby.
Well, yeah.
But the idea is that I think you can take those just the littlest, tiniest snippet, "The Lord is near," something like that verse, and allow it to be sort of your mantra, to allow it to be the thing that you are saying to yourself, the thing that is most true. "The Lord is near. The Lord is near." And I tell you what, it will change the way that you think about yourself and the Lord and your day and your kids. And it's the most beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And I have seen so much fruit from that over the years. When I first became a Christian, I went kind of crazy memorizing scripture. And so I have just like so much of that still in my brain. And I haven't been very diligent over the last several years of continuing to memorize scripture. But like you said, like you brought up several verses throughout this, and I'm like in my head, like I'm doing the NKJV version, but I'm saying it with you because I know it from years past, and it has came up, like Philippians 4, like that has come up a lot. And so I know the power of it. I think it's, you know, if you don't yet and you need to be convinced, like you said, like your biggest encouragement is just try it, because there's really intellectually, you know, can I convince you? You know, maybe you just have to try it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's the kind of thing that when you do try it, you'll be shocked It's like when I first started memorizing scripture, I was shocked at just the way that it created a sense in me of God's presence and his, you know, being with me throughout the day. It changes the way that you perceive yourself and how you it's sort of like you're looking through a lens, you know, like rose colored glasses or something like that. But it actually does. It colors the way that you see your life in a really positive way, I think, every time. It's going to ground you. It's going to, like we said, like when we dwell on the negative things, when we, you know, a lot of times our self-talk is pretty nasty to ourselves. Like, you're ugly, mm-hmm. you're no good, you're not good enough. Those kinds of things that we say to ourselves.
She's better than me at something, or she's prettier than me, or, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Comparison
and
when we replace those thoughts with God's word and what is true, it realigns us completely. And it's like, okay, I don't have to die in the comparison game. I don't have to, you know, think these things about myself or other people that are negative or angry or whatever. Like, I can give those things to the Lord. And it's just a very freeing thing when you really experience it.
And I think the thing to remember too is our minds all go somewhere. So we all have certain patterns of thought. And you might think like, oh, what could that do? But at the same time, like, we all have these patterns that we fall into, for better, for mm-hmm. worse. And it affects things, you know, like you might not think it does, but then it's impossible to see how the patterns of your mind affect everything, but they do, one way or the other.
Yeah, 100%. We talk about in the book how our neural pathways, they start out as just like a little path that you're walking along. It's like a walking path. And then all of a sudden it's like a bike path. And then all of a sudden it really gets packed down. And then it becomes a 4-lane superhighway, right? When we keep thinking those thoughts, and our thoughts tend to be about 90% negative. If you look at like research, most people, most of the time are thinking negative thoughts. And not only that, but our thoughts are always repetitive. So you think a mm-hmm. thought, you're going to keep thinking that thought, and it's going to keep coming back to you unless you take the off ramp and you're like, I'm not going to go down that path anymore. I'm going to retrain my thinking.
It's just so easy though. Like, the off ramp is probably really bumpy and kind of like not very good.
No. And you know, the funny thing is like, the more of those off ramps that you take, and the more often you take them, the more that those paths become your natural paths, and those become your 4-lane mm-hmm. superhighways instead of the negative thoughts, the things that, you know, the things that make us anxious or frustrated or worried or whatever. When we take that off ramp and we say to ourselves something like, the Lord is near, and we keep saying, the Lord is near, the Lord is near, like, that becomes a new path that our mind naturally wants to travel down. Mm-hmm. And we create these new patterns, essentially, that, you know, the Bible tells us that this is what we should be doing, but science also tells us,
confirms that
this
works.
This is how our brains work.
Yeah. And we all know uh-huh. people like that yeah. who have built that new superhighway, who seem to be so rooted and secure. And like, I can think of people mm-hmm. that are like that. And you, it might just be that they've really just taken that off ramp way more times than you've mm-hmm. taken it.
Yeah, no, I think that that what we're doing here is so oftentimes creating patterns in our lives. And sometimes I think we get into these busy seasons, especially as moms, where we're like, oh, I'll get back to that. And it's like, you know, maybe instead of telling yourself, I'll get back to that, you need to be able to say, I'm going to create a new way. I'm going to create a new pattern, a new system, a new schedule for my life. And I'm going to be committed to doing it this way. So it's, for me, I have a specific time of day where I meet with the Lord. I read his word. I journal in my journal, and it's pretty dang early in the morning because it has to be. But I sort of put all of those things together in the same place. And I also have other little practices throughout my day that help reorient me, like what I was saying about being a car line and using my key tag as a way of reminding myself. Or when I wake up in the morning, sometimes I create a pattern for myself where I'm like, okay, when I open my eyes, I'm going to pray to the Lord, and I'm going to say this verse out loud to myself or to myself quietly or whatever. But the idea is, I think sometimes when we're in that busy season, we can say, okay, when I'm washing the dishes, I'm going to do this. Or when I'm folding my laundry, I'm going to do this. Or when I'm, you know, a lot of times when my kids were super little, it was like, you know, my quiet time is their Bible story that I read them at bedtime and we pray together. You know, like there are these things that we can do even when we're super busy that are still incorporating these habits of faithfulness. Mm-hmm. And our kids see that. It's really important.
The kids these days call that habit stacking. So you take something that you're already doing and then say, whenever I'm doing that thing, I'm going to do this other thing. So that way you can kind of put something you're already used to doing on top of something that you aren't used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good tip.
Mm-hmm. It's like the lock screens on your phone. It's like, I'm not going to open up my phone until I recite that verse. Or, you know, sometimes it's like you can set like a reminder on your Bible app or whatever. And it's like, it's going to remind me so that I'm actually going to read that verse and I'm going to think about it. And I'm going to actually think about it for 10 minutes. I'm going to force myself to pray before I open up my Instagram or before I open up my other app or do whatever the thing is that I'm going to do. And it is a really powerful thing to add a good habit to a habit that already exists in your life, to like kind of say, okay, what are the things in my life where I could stack something on that and kind of attach it mentally for myself and be like, okay, every time I get in the car, I'm going to XYZ.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Like you said, the lock screen, you know, how many times do we open our phones throughout the day? If you say, I have to first read this, well, then you have all the time you ever needed to memorize the scripture. Or at least I do. Let me just speak for myself. I do. If I put it there on the lock screen.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, tell the listeners where they can find you and your sister and your book and where they can follow up and learn more about your offerings and all the ministry that you do.
Okay. Well, it's at dwelldifferently.com. You can go to dwelldifferently.com/book and we'll have all kinds of fun freebies and things there for you. I don't even know all of the lovely things that are going on over there. I just know that there's also like ways for you to download other verses. We have a podcast that you can listen to. We have free weekly devotionals. You can sign up for those. Just any way that we can possibly help you get God's word into your head and your heart. That is what we're trying to do at Dwell Differently. And we'd love to have you join us.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This has been great. And we will leave all those links down in the description box or the show notes. So make sure to go check those out. Again, thanks so much, Natalie.
Yeah, it was great chatting with you. Thanks for having me on.